This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
To know everything there is to know about everything. How many people want to stand up for that? Raise your hand if you'd like to know everything there is to know about everything. Does that sound like a good way to start your day or to start the hour or to get our focus? What do you think? Everything that you have that could possibly be in your head will put in there. Good idea. Jennifer Horn is here to do that. Jay Kirshner is here.
It would be kind of boring if you knew everything.
Knew everything? Really? Okay. Yeah. Wow. We can give you a trigger into the minds of the three of us anyway. Jay Kirshner, Jennifer Horn, and Doug Steffen with a trip to Washington now to see what's going on down with our so-called leaders. The leader of the leaders is President Joe Biden. The relief bill cleared its final congressional hurdle. House passed the bill 220 to 211. So the president has it now to put his signature. You know, one of the things about signatures, you ever notice Donald Trump's, when you look at this, the signature that the presidents have, you ever done that? Various, I remember Dwight Eisenhower, I'm trying to think now about all of the presidents that I've known since I've been alive or been conscious of them and signatures. And there are some that are really, George Bush just put a G and a B and a line. That I remember. Clinton kind of just scribble, you know, it's kind of like a scribble. Ronald Reagan's was like he had training in penmanship.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, he's great. And so was Trump's, actually. I thought Trump's signature was quite remarkably, whatever, how do you, it was
and
measured.
And he always signed in Sharpie. Sharpie was his.
Yeah, it was always
Did you notice that? Right. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Something dark and forceful. Yeah, this is something. I wonder how much, if you had a, what do they call the people who examine your writing? Experts who
handwriting and whoa handwriting analyst.
We're just tuning into Mar-a-Lago. That was the music that Trump was listening to at the moment.
The soft shoe right now.
Yeah, handwriting analysis. Yeah, I thought there was something more. But yeah, that's.
I'm so, sure it's probably fancy.
I wonder what that would tell you when you have somebody's handwriting and like the president's. What they would tell you about their personalities. Kind of snap it together. Anyway, the vote, now how long have we been going on? 2 months with this thing? Since Biden started as president and he unveiled his plan, a lot of negotiations went on. And who gave in to what, I guess, Jennifer, would be the question, the major victory for him. So does that mean that the Democrats really do control Congress and they did get their own way? Because there were
No Republican
voted for it, right?
Impact. Yeah, nobody voted for it, and no one gave it, kind of signed off on it. That was the difference when Trump was president, and the Democrats were in charge of the House of Representatives, and Republicans were in charge of the Senate. Trump's people had to go talk to Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi and come up with a bill that was agreeable, and that's why all of his bills had some sort of bipartisan support. This one had not one Republican vote for it, and so it's pretty telling, I think. Yeah, elections have consequences, so you can push this through. I mean, there's no hard feelings on that because that's just what happens. If you have the numbers, you have the numbers. But I think what would have been a bigger win for Biden is if he had some Republican support on this, and right now he doesn't have much.
So who was the Republican who switched parties and then voted out? Who is that? I'm trying to – a Republican turned Democrat. That voted for this. I saw that in the corner of my eye, but I didn't have a chance to see who it was. Well, anyway, it doesn't make any difference because he's not a Republican. That's consistent. The bill is going to give you a direct payment of $1,400, or most Americans. Do you think you'll get a check, Jennifer? Jay, you going to get a check?
I don't know.
They've now lowered the standards, and the thing that stinks is that they negotiated through this in the Senate. So the reason it had to go back to the House again, because it's originally passed in the House, is that they had to take out the minimum wage, some of the stuff that wasn't going to pass
right.
with reconciliation, with just a simple majority of votes in the Senate. And so did we get a refund on that? Because according to what I'm seeing, it's still a $1.9 trillion bill, and they're giving less money now to people. So do we get that
as a
refund?
It provides new health. It's new health insurance subsidies and child tax credits, $300 per week supplemental unemployment benefits that'll last until the fall, $360 billion for state and local governments, a bailout for union pensions. Huh? Why are we bailing out union pensions?
Right. $1 trillion of this bill goes to stuff that has nothing to do with COVID.
Well, it's not our responsibility to bail out the damn union pensions.
That's for California. Remember we talked about how Trump would sign a bill that was going to bail out California? This is the bill.
Let's see here. More money for vaccinations and school reopenings. So what have the schools done with all the money they haven't had to spend because the schools have been closed? They haven't had to, or did they pay the school bus contracts? And excuse me, it was electric. There have to have been savings because the schools were closed.
I agree with you. And that's why, to me, we heard that the schools were closed because science, right? We heard that we would open them again when the science indicated we could. And now it feels like it's a cash grab and that they're holding the schools for hostage, and the ransom now is being paid. And it just doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't make any sense. I told you about that bill in California, $6.6 billion to a school that would open for in-person instruction for the minimum of 1 minute. That's it. And then they could get their money and go on their way.
All right, well, anyway, Biden's going to talk tonight, is he not? Have his first primetime address. The news media has been upset with him because he hasn't had a press conference yet. Can you imagine a president not having a press conference? He's been in office for 2 months. It's awful. We haven't had
our respect. It is remarkable. The numbers that I've seen, I mean, it's like all the presidents in the last, like, 40 years combined didn't wait as long as Biden did to have a press conference. And people are just concerned about why he's not answering questions or if the people around him are worried about him answering questions. He does okay with the addresses. I mean, we've seen him do speeches. If he stays on message, he doesn't seem to gaffe too much. But I think people are worried about, you know, off the cuff. Why won't he answer?
I'm not worried. I just want, I know who he is and how he sounds. I'll give him, I just want some information. I don't care how he delivers it. Anyway, he said there's a light at the end of the dark tunnel. So perhaps that'll be the theme of his speech. Meanwhile, speaking about presidents, the boys in the band got together yesterday in Washington. Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, George W., and Barack appeared in, they got together to film some public service announcements encouraging you to get your vaccine. Mr. Trump was not there. I don't believe he was even invited. Was he? It's not.
It's weird because you wouldn't be able to get a vaccine without him. So that's a weird
omission. Oh, come on, Jennifer. 14 past the hour. Also in Washington yesterday, the Senate confirmed Merrick Garland as Attorney General. I don't think there's any surprise there. Is there? That wasn't. He wasn't going to have a tough time. 70-30 was the vote in the Senate. So obviously a bunch of Republicans went along with that. And so he pledged his he was going to fend off any effort to influence the Justice Department's investigations into heinous crimes committed in January in the U.S. Capitol. So why would that be a question? Why would we think that anybody would try to shut up? Well, anyway.
Because during his hearing, he was asked a couple of questions. Democrats want to make sure that they go after all the insurrectionists on January the 6th, and Republicans want to make sure that they're going to allow the investigation to continue with John Durham into the start of the Russia collusion investigation, and that he wouldn't interrupt a Hunter Biden investigation, which is underway. So, you know, it was the political talking points on both sides, and so that's why it became a big deal, because Democrats wanted to ask about the insurrectionists and Republicans wanted to ask about.
But there's no surprise here, Jennifer, right? This guy was going to get.
No, I don't think so.
Nah, no surprise there. Okay. Also in Washington, the investigation, and when I say I guess, because I'm looking at a lot of information about the Capitol siege, the probe that has been started, Who's in charge of this probe? Is it? That's after listening to the Garland. Shouldn't the Capitol Police be investigating? I suppose that's investigating themselves. But
the FBI is investigating. I think they're probably the ones in charge of it.
Well, so what do we think about what they have found so far? The Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, the police that were there, that there were some police that did participate in this thing.
I think that we should go after and prosecute everybody that went inside of Congress. But I think to call this an insurrection, it's a pretty lame insurrection if they went in there with that one gun. Yeah, I mean, these people walked in there and they were trying to cause chaos, and they did it, and they should be prosecuted for it. But to try to say that they were overthrowing the government is a lie in an effort to try to silence voters, I think.
Right. So is there more information? Washington is investigating the Georgia election still. Yes? And where are we with that? It seems to me that how long is that going to go on before we've had enough of it, I guess, is the question.
Well, I don't know if they're still investigating the Georgia election. I haven't heard anybody who's been really serious anymore about investigating any voter irregularities.
Well, Trump is still insisting that something bad happened in Georgia. He's still saying that.
Of course, evidence that something bad happened in Georgia, but I don't think that there's anybody with the motivation, including Georgia and now the new administration, that's going to want to jump in there and investigate. But what they did do is they did tighten up some of the laws that were in question leading up to the election. So that's what I don't know if you saw Jimmy Carter was trending a couple of days ago. He was upset about the tightening of the laws.
Yes.
And that's because the Republicans went in there and said, whoa, okay, some of this stuff that we did didn't work out. It didn't seem to be legal or constitutional or in line with our state constitution. And so a judge ruled in their favor, and I think Jimmy Carter was upset about that.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I think that's a good overview of what happened in Washington the last 24 hours, don't you? If I do say so myself.
It's like a quiz. What happened with this? What happened with that? What happened with this?
No, well, you're in the know. I have. I dropped the bombs, and you can fill in the holes as you were. We make a big hole, and so Jennifer can fill it well. Jay's going to go through all the social media things, the trending stories, coming up in a matter of moments here on the TJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Jay Kirshner, Victoria, out for the week. It seems to be feeling a little bit better, and that's a good thing. Speaking about feeling better, if you're trying to lose weight and feel better, you can do that. Yes, you can. If you're on a program and you're losing the weight, but you're done pretty much with the program, after a couple of months, these programs usually sort of wind down. And if you have lost weight and you are concerned about keeping it off, may I suggest, maybe I can direct you, in fact, to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, the weight loss formula that so many people have used so successfully by the millions. And this is available right now. If you go to toploss.com and you want to find out what the ingredients are, pretty straightforward. What it is, I didn't say just, I shouldn't say just, because there are a lot of little bits and pieces of things that are natural in there, but main ingredients are collagen, the protein your body needs, and we actually stopped making it in our 20s, and a lot of digestive enzymes, which complete the complex breakdown of what we need to have broken down, the fat, get it out of your system. One bedtime dosage, 4 capsules at night, and you are A-okay. 45-day money-back guarantee, better sleep, more energy, less joint pain, better digestion. All of those things come along with extra benefits when you're using Calitrin. The capsules are on sale right now. If you use the DJV code, you can buy one, get one free. Buy as many as you want, and you get them the equal number of free. It's a pretty good deal, and they've been doing that off and on now for the last 4 or 5 months. Help yourself. Now is the time to aid your own body. Go to toploss.com, check out using the DJV code. Don't have to pay for shipping, and you get those great deals. All right? It's a deal? It's a deal. Such a deal. Toploss.com, 21 after the hour.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Trending at 23 after. There's a little bit of can we come up with another T? Thoughtful trending and thoughts. No, that's two thoughts together. Okay. Well, anyway, what's
Don't
trending?
Your day job.
Thank you. This is my day job. Thanks very much. 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Jennifer and JJ is going to go through the items line by line. It's a line by line. We can have an item veto here if we don't like some of these things. You may not be surprised to hear that much of what's trending still has to do with Meghan Markle and the royals. So we'll get to that right after this.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only 1 Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so here we are, 24 now, after the hour. Trending stories, I like this. Phil, thank you. Congratulations to Phil McGeehan, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, who came up with thoughts, trends, and tidbits. All right, got the alliteration going for us. So that moron Piers Morgan has cast himself as a free speech hero. Wowie zowie, I'm glad to know that. He's been speaking out after he walked off his own show. What a phony. All right, so that's my read on it. What do you, what are other people? I think I see Osborne has had some things to say about him and it, right?
Yeah, yeah. She had, she said that she does not support what he says, what he was saying, or his opinion, but she supports her friend and she'll stand by her friend and it's
he's
his
her
right
friend?
To share his opinion.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what she has said, yeah. And, I mean, there was a whole situation on her show, The Talk, where they addressed it, and they were kind of trying to explain to her why people are coming at her for being kind of guilty by association, and that opens up a whole new topic. If you're friends with somebody who has unpopular opinions, are you guilty by association?
So, Jennifer, am I guilty by association because I associate with you?
Yep.
Okay. That's one of those things. People should be able to have their opinions. Hopefully everybody was raised properly to know you don't have to share every single opinion you have.
Yeah.
But Pierce Morgan...
Go ahead, Jay. I'm sorry. No. Go ahead. I was just saying, it's for Doug, it's like raw milk or homogenized milk. Which one is better? The raw milk is better, right? Yeah. How boring is it when everybody thinks the same thing?
All right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, Piers Morgan was saying that he stands by his claims. He said on the show he didn't believe Megan. After careful consideration, he still doesn't believe her. He is fighting for freedom of speech, and he's also saying that everybody's going to be like, oh, we canceled Piers, and he's saying that he's being canceled, but he's not canceled. Nobody canceled him. He walked off his own show. He handed in his own resignation.
He's a dip crapper, far as I'm concerned. All right, so let's talk about the Queen and what her latest statements have been. What's trending there?
So she will privately quiz senior royals. She already has, asking everybody about the claims of racism, making sure that none of that is going to be going on. She's going to be talking to members of her staff as well. And the Prince of Wales, Charles, believes in diversity and strengthen their society. And these comments that Harry and Meghan have made are very hard to hear. So... it kind of is going around. There's the guesstimation of, hey, who made those comments? It seems like it was one person in the royal family that made those comments, so everyone's wondering who made them.
He's a dip crapper as well. He and Piers Morgan made great bedfellows together. Oops, wait a minute. That doesn't fit well into our imaginations, does it? 28 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts. Better prices. Every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford has officially unveiled the zero-emission, all-electric e-Transit, and it's arriving at a time when Americans and others around the globe are ready to embrace the potential of green delivery. According to a new survey, people are increasingly expressing openness to delivery services operated by electric vehicles. More than 60% of Americans and 68% of Brits care about environmental impact of vehicles used by delivery services. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over two decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With President Biden on the verge of signing his coronavirus relief bill into law, the administration now faces a race against the clock in trying to get the relief out the door as quickly as possible. White House officials expect the $1,400 direct payments destined for most Americans will be sent out by the end of March, but other forms of the assistance in the $1.9 trillion package could take longer to allocate. China's legislature on Thursday passed a resolution called the Patriots Governing Hong Kong in a move to overhaul the city's elections. The Chinese Communist Party now controls the Asian financial hub's elections, reducing democratic representation. A moment of silence, prayers, and anti-nuclear protests. Japan mourned 20,000 victims of the massive 9.0 earthquake and tsunami that struck Japan 10 years ago, destroying towns and triggering nuclear meltdowns in Fukushima. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
NASCAR is in Arizona this weekend. Phoenix Raceway president Julie Giese was asked, where's the best place to watch the race in the newly renovated racetrack?
Oh, that's really hard because there's so many great things about Phoenix Raceway. The hillside to me is just iconic, and it's old school, and that view that you can sit on the hill and watch the race. But when you think about the renovation that we completed a couple years ago, the infield experience to me is a game changer. It really, I mean, our sport is so much about the access and being able to look into the garages and things. I mean, we took it to that next level to be able to actually walk into the garages and see you guys working on the cars and then Victory Lane being so immersive with 1,000 fans or more all around you. And we actually built Victory Lane specifically for the fans and then figured out how to bring the car in because we wanted those fans to be part of it. So that's probably my favorite part, but there's just this facility is, I mean, it's top notch and I love every single bit of it. And I like on Sunday, I'll go sit in the grandstands with the fans a little bit and watch the race.
Phoenix Raceway will host a limited number of fans for the upcoming NASCAR event. Spectators will be screened before entering and must wear a face mask. On Friday, it's the General Tire 150. Saturday, the Call 811 Before You Dig 200. The Instacart 500 is Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox and Motor Racing Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Four at the hour here. This is the Thursday, March 11th DJV program. Today is the anniversary of the beginning of COVID. We'll talk about that in a bit. I think it's important for us to kind of go, well, there's a certain direction, it seems to me, in that conversation. It's so, the conversations still, after all this time, are extraordinarily political and uninformed, I think, in a lot of different areas. Yeah, about,
I think just to defend it, I think that's because the reaction to the disease was uniquely political. I think there was not a uniform reaction to the disease. I think everybody had varying degrees in it, and for a strange way, it fell down party lines in many ways about how people wanted to deal with things.
Yeah.
And I think it's very consistent. It's very telling with what the parties are. I mean, more government, less government. I think Democrats looked for more government intervention and Republicans looked for less government intervention. It's very consistent with what's at the core, I think, of both parties.
The first report was that there were 121,000 cases of COVID. And then when you go across the world in the past year, the number, that figure, is increased by about a million times in the days that have passed, the 365 days. Look around the continents, look around the countries. We have, according to Johns Hopkins, their numbers I usually think are pretty accurate, 161 deaths per 100,000 people. And then there's the argument about, well, how many of them really died because they had COVID or were they just complications of other things? I'm not sure that we're ever going to get to the bottom of that discussion or debate, although the federal government is looking into it, trying to get back some of the money they gave to some of these big hospital corporations. It was like a bounty. They were paying $2,000 a head. How many people knew that? I didn't until we talked about it on the air. You knew it?
And that's because I had a friend who's, it was, well, it doesn't matter, but it was basically a friend of our family who had their mother die in the hospital, and the mother died of something completely unrelated to COVID, but the hospital wanted to put COVID on the death certificate, and they were arguing it. They said, well, we want just an honest thing about what's good for mom. They found out that they get paid like 20% more than they do for patients that just die in the hospital. And so that was... That's what got me thinking about this, because I think we were all on board to try to stop.
The hospital administrators became bounty hunters.
Right. And so then the question is, how many people were not treated because of politics and because it was more, it was financially more beneficial to have COVID patients in your hospital? How many people were I don't want to say misdiagnosed, but mislabeled as COVID patients so that they could get more funds. If you didn't have family advocates in there watching this, then you wouldn't know. And family advocates were not, by and large, allowed into hospitals during this time because of COVID restrictions. So it made for a big mess. I also call into question how many doctors believe the politics and pharmacists believe the politics. And for those patients who could have benefited from hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, how many patients were not even offered that as an option?
I think there are a lot of questions, and the policy, it depends on who you listen to, what you read, how you think. But if you look around the world, South America also pretty badly affected during the pandemic. Mexico, we haven't really talked much, you know, how many people died down there. The people that were standing at the border trying to get across, how many of those had COVID? There were just, you know, the numbers here are staggering no matter what. But then we get back to the argument that I have is that we went too far in shutting down the economy, and it did more harm than it did good. So, and with that, I acknowledge the passing of a 39-year-old mother from in Utah who had 4 days earlier received her second dose of Moderna. Her name was Cassidy Carell. She lived in Ogden, Utah, took the second dose in Monday, and then by Friday she was dead. Well, is that because she took the... She wasn't sick, at least according to what anybody knew about her, but she... And I think you're going to get these stories. I mean, this is...
Of course.
There have been
a
number of these. No, it's not going to be perfect at all. All right, speaking of not perfect... The situation in Los Angeles, California, where Jennifer lives. Jennifer Horn is here, by the way. K. Kirshner. Good, Doug. J. Kirshner. Doug Steffen.
K. Kirshner.
Yes. Hail, hail, the gang's all here. Well, not quite, because Victoria is not well this week. She'll be back next week. I don't know if she's not well. Have you talked? I sent her a note yesterday. She seemed to be...
She wasn't feeling... Well, when I talked to her, she wasn't feeling... Well, I texted with her, and she said she
wasn't feeling that well.
Pain. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's got to be pain. A lot of operations leave you that way. But the hail, speaking of hail, in Los Angeles yesterday, plus you had an earthquake. What else weather-wise from the sunshine sunshine city of Los Angeles?
As far as trending stories, yeah, we had hail. We're on storm watch. 3 days of rain means that everybody goes crazy. I was really almost late to work yesterday. It was the closest I've ever been because of a car accident on the freeway. People in L.A. just forget how to drive. So that's one of the big stories going on. Our governor gave the state of the state this week. And see, this, when you talk about how things got political, it's because of stuff like this that things are political. And Gavin Newsom came out and said, under duress, because he's probably going to be recalled at the end of the summer, He said that we are never getting back to normal in California because normal really wasn't good because there was no equity. I'm paraphrasing that it was something like that.
Here we go.
And so when people have been shut down for a year, they don't have a lot of appetite to hear stuff like that. That's why it has always irked me that there was no green tier in his color-coded system, because it was clear to me from the very beginning that things were not going to, that this was going to be leveraged as a way to change things and to not go back to that evil old normal. I know that's a bad word now. Unilever has canceled the word normal. So, I don't know. Is that the right tone for people who are desperate for it when you're being recalled? I don't know. I think he missed the mark. That's been one of the big stories. And Eric Garcetti is celebrating that he's getting billions of dollars as part of this COVID-19 relief bill for the city of Los Angeles. So he's been happy, and he's not facing a recall. So he's just jumping all around town. He's doing all right.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Hawaii. We have two stations on two of the different islands over there. The floods have triggered a state of emergency. The governor declaring the state of emergency after all the rains pouring across Hawaii, intense, according to people who've been there, intense flooding, landslides, dam failures. There were two counties that were evacuated. Wow, this is in Maui County. The heavy rains washed off the pretty much everything into the beach, looks like. Damage to
these
roads
mud
and bridges.
Rivers are just
amazing. You seen the pictures?
All of this water runoff. So, it looks so
the
devastating.
The photos are horrifying.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like, you've seen the volcano lava that comes out of volcanoes, and certainly Hawaii.
Like.
Exactly. It's exactly what it looks like. It's not, but it looks like it. That's for sure. It's going to be scary as hell.
Maui and Oahu have been really hard hit. The governor, after he declared a state of emergency, started prompting evacuations and trying to dedicate some of those emergency funds to those areas. But really bad in Oahu, on the north shore of Oahu, residents there were ordered to evacuate on Tuesday because of catastrophic flooding. Maui County is seeing all kinds of evacuations as well and problems. You can look at this mud river that I'm going to try here, and my Hawaiian friends, I'm trying with respect. The Kaupākālua Dam in Haiku in Hawaii, in Maui, breached, and so that's where this mud river overflowed and started taking out everything in its path. It's heavy rainfall, and you would think that Hawaii is kind of ready for this, but when the amount of rainfall that they're getting in such a short amount of time happens, that's when the breaching of the dams, that's when the water starts to destroy homes, and they say at least a half a dozen homes have already been destroyed or damaged because of it.
You know, there's Andy Williams had a very popular song called Mud River. Do you remember it? Mud River. You don't remember that song?
No, I don't.
Wasn't it Moon River?
Oh, come on, Jay. Jeepers, girl.
That's why. Love it. That's why you go, nope, don't remember Mud River.
All right, so speaking of traffic jams, you see the story.
19 inches of rain. Think about that. 19 inches of rain before we move on. Okay.
Yeah, well, the rain has been all over the West Coast. And if you follow the Interstate 5 from California up, it goes all the way from Tijuana up to the Canadian border. And if you look at the situation all along the interstate in Washington State yesterday, did you see the traffic backups? It was caused by somebody in a car who was being chased apparently by the police. He had a gun in the car. Somebody saw it. And apparently he was struggling with a police officer on the side of the roadway, his weapon jammed after pointing it at the officer, and then he pointed it at himself. He had fired his weapon inside his car, so he struck himself in the car and a passenger in the car. She got shot in the leg. And they got out of the car and they started running, and nobody knows why. Nobody knows what they were fighting about, where they were coming from. This is one of those really bizarre things. And so the officer sees what's going on. He comes over, he pulls over the side of the road, and he starts chasing these guys. And the bad guy, well, I don't know, bad guy, the fellow who had the gun started shooting at him. And then the traffic along the 5 just stopped.
Wow.
And people were, they couldn't, you know, it was like a movie. People thought there was a movie being shot. Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No kidding. How scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Imagine just sitting there and watch all that go by you.
Mm. All right. You want to know who the next member, the newest member of the $100 billion club is? Answer to that.
Doug Steffen.
Yeah, right. Okay. You all get a raise. Thank you very much.
Woo-hoo.
45 after the hour, I want to share some secrets to getting a great night's rest. If you are having a problem, and it is really, you look at the stats among Americans during the COVID thing, sleep-related stress keeping us awake at night. So now, here, along comes the folk at MyPillow. Does that sound too folksy? The folk at MyPillow have got an answer. They've got a fix for your problem if you're not really getting a good night's rest. You've all heard me for a number of years talking about MyPillow. The ladies have talked about MyPillow. Jennifer always talks about how she cradles her head and her neck into the pillow. And that's really what the strength is. MyPillows are easy for you to manipulate so that your head feels just right in the pillow. And then you get a good night's rest. Oh, wait a minute. You don't have any MyPillows in your house? Ooh. Well, now's the time. For a limited time, folks at MyPillow are offering the premium MyPillows for the lowest price of the year. You can get queen-size premium MyPillows, usually $70, only $30 right now. Save $40. You don't have to be a genius to figure that one out. You can adjust the MyPillow. That's why it is as popular. Well, there are a number of reasons it's popular. Another one of the reasons is that it's washable and dryable, so it stays healthy. And there are no other pillows you can do that with. And by the way, they're all made in America in the plant in Minnesota. So if you'd like to get new pillows, if you'd like to feel refreshed when you wake up, who doesn't want that? Then you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. You'll find the amazing offers there, not only in the pillows, but the Dream Bed Sheets, the mattress topper, the towel sets, all that stuff. So promo code DJV, if you please. That's right. Use that promo code DJV when you're checking out after you bought all these great pillows and the other things that you'll be happy you did at MyPillow.com. Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret at Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com. All right, ladies, the latest member of the $100 billion club is Warren Buffett. You may have already thought he was there. He has been worth...
I would have, yeah.
Yeah, it was. I think the last time I looked, it was 84, 86. One year was 84, then 86, then 90, 94, and now his net worth is actually blown past $100 billion. And he just had his 90th birthday. How about that for a guy...
He's
celebrate your birthday?
It.
Yeah, exactly.
I always want to make him a lounge singer and call him Warren Buffet, don't you? Come on.
Yeah. Well, okay. He's the sixth member of the $100 billion club. Jeff Bezos is number one. Elon Musk, number two. Bill Gates, number three. Who else is on that list? There are a lot of people that... Some people you don't know, actually. The Walton family is in there collectively at that kind of dough. So... I think they don't need it. None of these people need to have the $1,400 stimulus package sent to them, though, right?
I'm pretty sure they're not going to be eligible. And
right.
If they are, there's something seriously wrong with the system.
All right, well, congratulations to Warren Buffett, and congratulations to you. It's 10 before the hour.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com.
I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
Now, 53 past the hour. It's Tech Talk time here on the DJV program because Victoria's out this week. The Duckster is taking on that tour, that job, if you will. There apparently is a gold rush that's going on for NFTs. I'll explain how that works right after this. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets. What in the world? The gold rush for NFTs, which are cryptological certificates of authenticity, seems to be well underway. Christie's, the British auction house, which has been around for a long time, is closing the sale of its first ever digital-only art piece. It's a composite of 5,000 pieces created over as many days by the artist known as Beeple. Jay, do you know who Beeple is? I don't have expertise in that department.
No, I'm not familiar with that one. I feel like, yeah, that's kind of out of my realm.
So people are bidding on this thing. It's $13 billion. Thank you, Doug. $13 million has been bid so far at this auction. Wow! Can you imagine what that's going to do if when you come down to the hammer price at some of these fancy auction houses when this stuff gets put up, people don't know it's new. My friend Uri Geller, you posted a picture of something that is sort of out of this wheelhouse on the DJV website yesterday. Uri created something that is basically his art under glass, and it's been sort of digitized. What did you think of that picture, Jay?
It is absolutely beautiful.
Amazing. Yeah, it really is.
I mean, it's just, it is stunning.
Check it out at DJVShow.com or at our Facebook page. Anyway, so these NFTs bring to digital art a sort of limited edition quality. But you know, you look around at some of the things that people are buying, I'm amazed at what some people pay for some of this stuff. But cryptocurrencies, man, and if they give you a certificate of authenticity, then it's going to be worth some. If people are doing the same thing with videos and music, and I guess other digital files too, as far as I can see here. So that's the NFT story. The controversial social network, which came under scrutiny following the Capitol insurrection, it's called Parler. I guess they have an app, and Apple is reportedly telling the social network that it still can't publish its app on the iPhone or iPad App Store. Apple banned this social network, which is popular with a lot of extremists and conspiracy theorists, after the attack on the Capitol in January. Some of the participants posted photos and videos of the mayhem on Parler as it was happening, and pretty soon law enforcement learned the attack had been openly planned on that social network. So Apple says nothing doing to them. Meanwhile, over at Facebook, the social media giant accused of illegally stifling competition and therefore harming consumers. Facebook is, I've been thinking lately about dropping they've changed it again. Jay, you and I were working through stuff yesterday.
They keep adjusting things. You can't even see on the back end where you can see different analytics and how posts are performing. Yeah. You can't see all of that information anymore.
Yeah, well, I think I'm getting close to dumping Facebook myself, even though it's been a nice way to communicate with some of my friends. I use it to just post things that are fun, sort of fanciful. But it's so difficult. You had to figure out, I wanted to have that Uri Geller thing posted both at the DJV Facebook page and mine yesterday, and you had to figure out how to do it because I couldn't hit the normal share thing. There's all kinds of obstacles.
Yeah, it wasn't letting you post on your own personal for whatever reason.
Nope. So I think it's time for us to take a look at that. These suits that I'm talking about accuse Facebook of anti-competitive practices like purchasing its rivals instead of competing with them. They've been doing that. And I wonder why the Justice Department doesn't get all over that. They are trying, you know, they supposedly they go through these things and they don't allow things that are bad for America. Well, all that power and influence in the hands of one guy, Zuckerberg, isn't good for America. That's the way I read it. All right, Tech Talk. It's a 59.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.